as everybody would by now know, cabinet resolved that we should proceed and implement the agreement which was originally signed almost 2 years ago in March 2011, I think it was. We are in the process of implementing that agreement. Unfortunately, because everybody was away on the Christmas and New Year break, people have just got back to the office, and we are in the process of getting a technical team of the Cabinet Office, my ministry, the Minister of Mines, and the SR representatives to quickly go through over those things which need to be done by all sides, so that we can put time frames on when they will be done. So we're hoping that in the next few days we can get to a stage where everything is finalized.
Now, can you tell us when was this last cabinet ordered for you to actually move in that direction?
Well, the final cabinet decision was sometime, I believe, in late October or early October, thereabout. I can't remember the exact date off the top of my head. But it was sometime towards the end of last year. That is when cabinet resolved that we must honor the agreement that we signed and proceed to implementation. And, of course, ESA also needed time to have its own leadership considering that there have been so many delays running into more than a year by that time, like more than 1.5 years by that time. So, pursuant to that, everybody, I guess, is happy to proceed, and that's why we want the technical people to make sure that everything is back on track.
Talking about the ore deposits, do you think that there's now a way forward in terms of handing them?
Well, the cabinet made a decision on it, and it is a simple two-legged decision. The first leg of that decision was that we will transfer to the new company, New Zimsteel Minerals, all the iron claims at Ripple Creek and Buchwa, which were held by Zisco. And that will be done as per the decision of cabinet. Secondly, it was also agreed that the prospecting license that Zisco or Buchwa Bimco rather had at Mwanez, those prospecting licenses should be renewed. And this is where much of the lies get told. There are no claims in Mwanez. What you have is a right to prospect, to go there and try and discover if there is iron ore, and if it is there, what is the quantity and the quality. So the right to go and do that prospecting cabinet resolved should be granted to New Zim Minerals, which is a partnership between the government of Zimbabwe and ESA to prospect for iron ore in that area. So the cabinet decision was, let us renew the special grant in favor of BIMCO, which will then be transferred to New Zim Minerals so that they can proceed with prospecting only after they have ascertained how much iron ore is there, its quality. Will there be the issue of giving anyone a mining claim, which obviously will be commensurate with the iron ore which will be needed for the Zisco plant as well as for the beneficiation plant at Chivurela.
Now, don't you see someone actually throwing spanners into the works of whatever you're doing right now? And is there any way you can actually block it?
All I know is that there were lots of people in and outside my ministry for the last almost 2 years who were throwing spanners left, right, and center. But as far as I'm concerned, the cabinet has made an unambiguous decision. And I don't see anyone trying to go against that unanimous cabinet resolution.
And in terms of workers, actually the plight of workers, so they are really, really hard hit by shortages of money. So at the end of the day, what do you think about the struggling workers in Zisco Steel? Do you have a message for them?
Well, all we can say is that Zisco has not operated since before I was in government, since sometime in 2008. I've been in government for 4 years, and not 1 kilogram of steel has been produced at Zisco for the 4 years I have been in government. Before I was in government, they not operated for 6 or more months before we came into government in February of 2009. So obviously, it means for nearly 5 years, the plant has not produced anything. And therefore, for the same period of time, it means the workers have not been paid, save for the few months, 6 or so months, that ESSA was paying them before we started playing games around the deal. Save for that period, you have families, you have workers who have not been paid for well over 4 years, a period which aggregates well over 4 years. Clearly, they will be in dire straits. If any of us were not paid for that long, your situation would really be calamitous. And we are painfully aware of that, which is why we have been working round the clock. We have been doing all of this pushing, all of this work. All the people involved throughout the government, whether it is my ministry, Minister of Mines, Cabinet Office, Minister of Water, all the supporting ministries here, we have all been driven by the most important consideration to save jobs, to secure the lives of those who work at Zisco. And we appreciate that the situation has been tough for them. But I think really we are now at the end of this process. And I really believe, I'm an optimist, I believe that very soon, early this year, things will get to normal and they'll begin to be paid normally.